arriving in your body. Just in a simple way, acknowledging how this body is in this moment. Is there tension or ease in the body? And what's your mood or state of mind? Is there agitation or ease in the mind? Just in a very broad brush kind of way, kind of acknowledging how you are just at the beginning of our time together. This simple acknowledgement without judging it. We're just like taking stock. Well, how is this body and mind right now? That kind of awareness of our experience with some curiosity. It can have an effect on our system. Sometimes as we simply notice with this simple awareness how we are, we may notice a kind of a subtle shift or change, or sometimes even not so subtle shift or change of how we are. Because mindfulness is a condition that affects our experience. So just taking in how you are and being curious of, does your experience change or stay the same as you take in the body, the mind, as it is in this moment? And as we take stock of our experience in this moment, often there is some kind of tension, especially at the beginning of a sitting, some holding somewhere in our body and our mind. And we can explore the possibility of consciously softening, allowing the body to relax. Maybe noticing areas of tension and just consciously seeing if they can soften. Sometimes they can help to do this in a systematic way, to scan through the body, checking out and relaxing the head and face and neck. Relaxing the shoulders and arms and hands. Softening around the chest and upper back. See if there can be a softening across the stomach and abdomen. Maybe letting those muscles hang forward a little bit. Maybe kind of subconsciously holding them in. Softening down the middle and lower back, the hips. the hip sockets, the legs, the feet. And sometimes too, we can check in and see if there can be a softening more deeply inside the body. Maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. Whatever relaxation of body is available for you, that will support the mind also relaxing a little bit. So this relaxation of body is a condition that supports the mind to soften. And maybe there can be also a little bit of letting go of mental tension or mental holding. As if the brain were a muscle, maybe the brain can relax, as Gil sometimes says. From this place of whatever relaxation is available, allowing the attention, the awareness to open to whatever's obvious in your body. It's the most obvious bodily experience. It might be the breathing, and it might be the contact points of your hips, hands, or feet. Might be some tension somewhere, or might be a broader sense of the body sitting. Connecting to this physical form. And perhaps settling back and receiving whatever is most obvious in the body. We don't necessarily have to look. We can just kind of hang back and allow the sensations to come to us. Maybe as you're noticing the body, there might be also sounds that are happening here and there. Maybe the container of awareness can be broad enough to receive both body sensations and sounds. The experience may feel like there's a flow of different kinds of experience coming through, streams of different experiences, some body sensations, some sounds. Might feel like the awareness just shifts between these different streams. Or it might feel like there's one big stream and it's all part of one experience. Maybe too, you might be noticing emotions or moods, even thoughts flitting through. We don't have to try to stop those things from happening. We can be aware of emotions, thoughts, moods, the same kind of receptive awareness. With mindfulness practice, it's not necessary to choose something to be aware of. This settling back and letting whatever is most available come to you. This is mindfulness. And yet, at times, and for some, it's more natural to allow the mind to settle somewhere. It's another form of mindfulness practice, equally valid. And so for you, if that feels more natural to allow the attention to land somewhere with the breath, for example, or with hearing. Maybe just with some area of physical sensation. If that feels simpler, less stressful, more natural for you, that may be your doorway right now. If you do choose one experience to settle with, you could also explore the possibility of receiving that experience. Receiving the breath, for instance. Letting the in-breath come to you. Letting the out-breath come to you. Rather than trying to follow it or figure it out, just settle back. Let the breath show you how it's being breathed.